Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. It is my great honor today to introduce my guest. Welcome to the Compassionate Leader Circle podcast, Lisa S. Jones. Lisa is sitting in Atlanta, Georgia today, and she is the CEO of iMail Inc. But the E does not stand for executive, it stands for
iMail.
iMail. So Lisa, welcome. I'm so excited to have you. We've had a chance to meet before, and today we're going to talk about your journey in the world of tech and beyond, and hear all about the innovations that you are leading at iMail. But let's start at the beginning. Why don't you tell me a little bit about where you grew up and eventually how you find yourself in the world of NASA and tech, and tell me about yourself. Tell me the short life story of Lisa S. Jones.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here. It's an honor to be here and to be able to share in my journey. So thank you for that. My journey started actually, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, and I've always grown up with the idea of knowing that I wanted to do something great. Where my greatest fear in life has been ensuring that I maximize my potential. It would be my greatest fear not to live up to my potential. And I knew that at a very young age. So of course, going to college and then deciding on a major, it was logistics and procurement. My first career move was with NASA as a logistics specialist. And it was in support of mission critical shuttle missions, but it was with regards to the logistics of being sure, ensuring that all of the inventory levels were maintained. And that was a great career for my start. But what I noticed, I still wasn't fulfilled within me personally. I kept reaching for more. So I decided to uproot and move to Atlanta, Georgia. And I started in the telecommunications area. And I migrated, I've worked with technical resources over the years, and I migrated into supplier diversity, and I found a passion there in being able to help women and diverse-owned businesses with potential contract opportunities. And at the time, it was with AT&T, and so it was such a wonderful and rewarding experience. But sometimes in life, things will happen that will redefine your landscape. In my particular case, as I mentioned, I'm from Alabama, but one morning at 8:24 in the morning, I received a phone call from my sister, one of my sisters, and she had informed me that our mother had passed away at home alone at the age of 61. And I remember that time on the clock because it was like time stopped. And I remember when the services were held in Alabama, it was a graveside service. And in my estimation, I was going to get up and speak. I wasn't on the agenda, but I was going to get up and speak. But when the time came for me to speak, I wasn't able to perform what I wanted to do. So I did not get up and speak. And as people were going back to their cars, in my estimation, the experience was 7 minutes of time. And I was thinking, my mother's services are only 7 minutes in time. What does that mean? I mean, someone who gave up their life to raise three daughters. And now it's like her life wasn't celebrated. So as people were going back to their cars, I made a prayer. And the prayer that I made to my mother was that when I come back to Atlanta, I'm gonna find a way to start a company. I'm gonna start a company that's gonna be inspiring, that's gonna be global, that's gonna have an impact and mean something to people. But I didn't know what it was gonna be. And me starting a company was to create a legacy and out of my mother. But the catalyst was the 7 minutes. The 7 minutes of the services was the catalyst of me coming back to Atlanta to say, I'm going to create something that's global in my mother's name. So when I came back to Atlanta, I started thinking, what kind of business could I start? And I said, well, communications are important. And I thought about how one communication changed my life and how communications impact us all. And I said, well, how do we communicate? And I thought about the fact that we communicate verbally, non-verbally, and writing. So, well, what else do we do? And I said, you know what? We email people. Well, who do we email? We email internal stakeholders, external people, friends, family. And what was fascinating to me is that in one click, you could be anywhere in the world with a message. And I said to myself, interesting. So email is a great channel for communications. I signed up for 150 brands' emails. Any company you can name around the world is probably in my inbox because I signed up for them all. Now, why did I do that? I did that because I wanted to see what was in the marketplace existing and how could I make that better? How could I make that more compelling? So the results came back after looking at all of these emails and there was a consistency. The consistency was all of the emails looked identical. I was not inspired to click. I did not feel special. Every one of them had a static graphic or a 3-second GIF that was just looping and looking at me going back and forth for 3 seconds. But it was uninspiring and it didn't compel me to a call to action. And I said, interesting, 150 brands, all of them are sending out a link or a photo. What if I could bring email to life? What if email could have a personality to include a full video up to 60 seconds that plays automatically when you open your email, but it's on mute, but it's playing and you're watching and you're captivated and you're engaged to take that next step for a call to action. And with that, iMail was born.
And when was that, Lisa?
My journey started with iMail in 2004.
So it's been a... And I love your whole story. And I love that this company's built on the love of your mother and honoring your mother. Thank you. I have to go back though. How does an 18-year-old decide to study logistics in college?
I'll tell you how, because you have an older sister that also went to university and she said, I'm going to help you pick your major. You're always, she pretty much told me what I was going to major in, but she knew me personally. And even as a kid, I have always been the type of person that asks why. Well, why is that? I never took status quo, never. Oh, why does that happen? Well, what happens when this happens? But what if you do this? And I think because she knew that I had an analytical mind, that I would be good in logistics of thinking maybe with an airplane. Well, how does the luggage get from here to there? And what? How many logistics are in that? So the idea that I started at NASA at my first move, that made her ecstatic and it worked out because that's exactly how my mind works. I'm always thinking about the what ifs, which more of us should think about the what ifs, but yeah.
Yeah, but kudos to your sister because most sisters are terrible at being career directors. So career coaches, she did a good job.
I will be sure to tell her that. And another just interesting point briefly on that is I had to make a decision when I started at NASA, right before I started at NASA, I had two offers on the table. One was NASA and one was for the FBI. And I had taken the test and gone through all the steps and I wasn't sure if I was going to make the cut or not, but they came back and offered me the position. I flew up to Langley, Virginia, and I ended up accepting NASA. But it goes back, I think, again, to always being inquisitive, not thinking traditional, finding another way or another solution to address different market issues. And so, yeah, that was my journey.
Well, and so you have this idea. Talk to us about the journey of actually building it and building the technology. I'm really fascinated with idea to reality.
The idea is definitely step one of the problem that I wanted to solve. The second step was saying, okay, I want email to have a personality with video. So what am I going to do next? I had to build a document of what I wanted email and now this IMEL experience to do. So I started with writing out the requirements. So what are the things we don't like about email? I would write out, well, it can't be a large file. We hate large files. That's going to clog up our bandwidth. So that's an issue. So I knew that it had to deliver at a small file. So I want it to deliver in less than 15 kilobytes. Like I wrote down 15 kilobytes at the time even. And so I started writing this list of requirements. That was step two, and the business plan. Step three was, now, Lisa, you are a visionary. You know exactly what you want. You've managed technical resources before. However, you're not a developer. You're not a coder. You don't have existing relationships in place per se to just go and make this happen. So what are you going to do next? So I set out to find a development team to join me on this journey. I went through Laurel, I would say, let's see, it was 9 different teams, both domestically and internationally. And I came across a team that said, Lisa, listen, we don't know if it's possible to add video to email or not. We're not sure about that, but we believe in you. We believe in this venture. So let's try, and we'll craft milestones to see what's possible. And sure enough, after 6 months' time of many iterations and prototypes, we developed the first IMEL experience.
I'm curious about the night. So I talked to lots of entrepreneurs, and my father, who is an IBMer, I think I told you about him, he's 94. He told me like 30 years ago, eventually all companies were going to be tech companies. So I think almost every leader who's building a company, no matter what kind of company it is, needs technical teams, whether they're freelance or whether they're in-house or whether they're offshore. So from talking to 9 teams, what wisdom do you have for my listeners about finding the right technical team?
Number one is know that you are enough. You are enough on your journey to make it happen. You may have thoughts that say, it's not possible, or I'm just one person. You're one person with a vision and a goal. You're the person with that determination. So I think it's so important, and more emphasis should be put on, you can do it. Regardless if you're a female, not a female, whatever it is, you can definitely do it. I reflect back just for a second to think, when I started IMEL, and even sometimes today, somebody might say, well, Lisa, why did you start IMEL? Because nothing's wrong with email today. I love email. Email is great. But we're talking about when you want to communicate with your customer in a more humanistic, personalized way, and there's an important communication, this is a way that you can further extend your brand and create engagement. And so I received words that said, well, that's just dumb. Well, why don't you just stay in your corporate job? Why don't you just stay? I mean, you got a great job. Why don't you stay there? And we all are on our own journeys, whatever that means to us. Success is defined by how we see it through our own eyes. So it doesn't matter what someone else thinks about what you're trying to craft or building or doing. It's your personal journey. I would say that to your listeners and your readers. I would say in terms of building a tech team or building a team in general, I was always told that you can find talent, but you can't necessarily find people with heart. You need to find someone that's not only talented, but has the heart for it, so that through the tough times, they're still with you. I call everything a journey because everything is a journey in life, right? So it's finding a team that meshes well and gels well with you and your spirit, that you like, they're with you in the trenches and they're with you through the prototypes and the ups and the downs and the late night hours. And I would say in the midst of the late night hours, while you're trying to figure it out and you may not know how it's all going to work out, you have to keep the faith in yourself and what you're doing and what your team is doing. And you have to have that team culture on board so that you're able to grow and prosper. So I would say from step one, even if you're the only person, you need to develop a team culture within yourself so that when you get the second person, you've established the baseline, the guideline for them to follow and for them to lead, because there's a time to lead and a time to follow. So I would say, as you build along, never doubt that every step along the way counts, big and small. Even setbacks count, because now you learn something that works or didn't work, but that's okay. Because how can you get to the solution if you never experiment or try something out of your comfort zone? And it's okay to step out of your comfort zone.
Well, I think it's remarkable that they figured it out in 6 months. So what was the prototype like compared to what it, tell us another journey story, like prototype to what you actually do now. I'd love to hear, you know, what the technology actually does and how you help brands.
Absolutely. So the first iteration of iMail allowed two models. One had audio only and the second one had video. So what would happen is you could record your voice on the system, on iMail system, along with maybe your corporate photo, because in some instances, it may not be conducive to record video, certain circumstances. So we used to work with a lot of executives where they would prefer to have their photo and their voice. You would record it, and then the iMail would go out that would have beautiful graphics, but include the company's logo, that executive's name and title and photo, and the voice would start when you open up the iMail experience. That was the first prototype. And then the second was, you would have that exact experience with your graphics, your logo, but the video would play automatically in the email only, because now it plays in email and mobile devices, webmail. There is no limit to where iMail will go. But in the beginning, iMail was 10 seconds in length. It could only be 10 seconds of video, but we were so happy about those 10 seconds, because it was 10 seconds that opened up an entirely new market of innovation, of saying, here we are. That reminds me briefly, you know, that's another thing as an entrepreneur, you have to find things that motivate you in the journey to keep going forward. I think about the Wright brothers, and the Wright brothers in 1903, when they invented the airplane, their first launch only had 5 people in attendance there. And it was in North Carolina, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, it says. And their first flight was 12 seconds. Now imagine that. Your first flight was 12 seconds and they celebrated. Now, in today's standard, we'd be like, what does 12 seconds mean? It's only 12 seconds. Oh, it's a big deal. Why was it a big deal? Because it was the first flight. And I reflected upon that when iMail had its first 10 seconds. I was like, oh, we're like the Wright brothers. We're inventors, but we're inventors in the email space. And so it's embracing those steps of the journey. And so now, to answer the second part of your question, now in the journey, when an iMail delivers, it's so compelling because you have this ultra high definition video experience of your brand that automatically plays when someone views it in their email or mobile. And it's on mute, so it's not intrusive in any way.
But I love that part. And hey. I really appreciate it on your website too. You have all these great videos, but I think it's smart that you have to engage.
You have to engage.
Instead of having to
click to do anything additional, but when you're ready to engage sound, then it's there. And we were very fortunate, Laurel, to be part of Microsoft's Mentor Protege program, and to be able to work with senior architects in Microsoft Innovation Lab. That not only provided us with thought leadership on the technical side, on the personal side for me, being the founder and as an African-American female CEO, and I'm from Alabama too, but I love it all. It also gave me the confidence. It helped me. I mean, that's amazing. We're talking about Microsoft. We're talking about an innovation lab, but to my heart, even equivalent to having this talent engaged with my brand, now I personally had the confidence to know that I'm onto something great. Why would they invest their time in me? But it's because it's something innovative. It's something cool. And they took the time to mentor me so that the technology would perform on a technology roadmap.
And was that something you had to apply for? Was being part of that lab?
Actually, it was, but that was after we were part. So I had met several people along the way. I knew that Microsoft had an initiative for women. And I was thinking, wow, if I'm going to align with a partner, this was early on too. If I'm going to align with a partner, I'm going to align with the one of the biggest ever. So I intentionally sought out to go to different events where I knew Microsoft was going to be so that I could make introductions. And once they saw the product, they were like, wow, that's really interesting, Lisa. Tell me more. Tell me more. And then it graduated into saying, we would love you to be a part of our mentor protege program. And from there, they asked, what are your challenges? What challenges do you have? We as entrepreneurs sometimes prefer not to talk about our challenges because it makes us feel vulnerable. And we always want to put up the best front to people that we have everything under control. But I'm here to tell you that it's okay to be vulnerable because we all need help sometime.
Well, as an entrepreneur myself, I know that we need a lot of help more than we think we do.
Absolutely.
So good for you for getting the help.
Yes.
So bring me back to, so what does iMail do now? How long is it? What's the experience now?
iMail today is up to a 60-second video experience in ultra high definition that delivers at 15 kilobytes in size, that allows our customers to be able to add call to actions. If you want them to purchase something now, then they can click, of course, and it can take them to the purchasing site or to learn more. And what we've seen, Laurel, is iMail has taken on a life of its own where we're across so many industries. When we look at our client base with the Delta Airlines and the airline industry, we look at Harvard University as a client on the educational space. We look at Porsche North America in the automotive space, for instance, and the Coca-Cola company is a customer. It's so many different touch points of brands that we have on board, even on the medical side, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Kaiser Permanente, and Merck. I mean, it's so many different touch points. And so that's part, and even Make-A-Wish, I should mention that, on the donation side of things, because why? When you think about communications, it's all about making a connection. And that ties back to a core foundation of us connecting, is it requires all of us to practice actively empathetic listening. Empathetic listening is so important because it allows us to stop talking as much, but to be in tune with the customer, to be in tune with another person. And I think more emphasis should be put on that because it's so important to listen to others because we all want to be heard. We all want to be validated. And I think In my life's case, in iMail's case, our team's case, global, the difference for us in securing all of these enterprise brands across the board in so many different areas is we're focused on providing value. It's not about, oh, we have this video and email solution and this is what it does. It's because we believe within our DNA, we believe this, that your messages deserve to be seen, heard, and felt. And that your customers deserve, and you deserve, the best visual experience in your email inbox. So from that belief, whenever we meet with a customer or anyone, it's from the premise of, what are your goals? What are your initiatives? I'm not there to sell anyone or my team to sell anyone on, you need video and email. No. What we focus on is, what are your goals? And so if they say, we're trying to increase our open rates, or we're trying to engage, we're trying to get more people to know about our brand, then that's what excites us. And that's why we're able to align with market leaders and early adopters, those who are willing to experiment and to know the importance of engagement and the power of engagement.
Great. So I'm curious, when you gave up your job, tell us that story, like when you went into this full time.
I worked my corporate job and did it very well. I would come home maybe at 6:30 in the evening here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'd have a little dinner. I would immediately get on iMail, immediately, no TV, anything, and would work until 3 in the morning, minimum, 3 in the morning every day, including weekends, for years. And I would get back up in the morning when it wasn't the weekend, of course, going to work. And I would go back to work to be there at 9, 9:30, repeat this cycle, but I would work every night until 3 in the morning. And I thought about and contemplated, when is the right time to leave? I'm sure we all do think about different things when we want to try something new. When is the right time to do it? You know, am I the one to do it? And yes, you are. So I thought about Laurel. I wonder what my exit is going to look like. What is my exit going to look like? And sometimes I'll say this, sometimes in life things happen and you are able to just make a transition or a change. So you have to look at all things that happen as catapulting you to something greater. So I made the conscious decision after five years of still working in corporate, that it was time to take the leap. And I decided to take the leap after I went to give a presentation in Las Vegas for an event where I was invited to come speak. And it was my first time to be able to come to this forum in Vegas to speak in front of what they call an advertising, entertainment, marketing, and sports group of all of these major brands that have come together to hear various companies. Any company you could, the Walt Disney Company was there, Time Warner was there. It was like the Super Bowl of being able to deliver a presentation. And I was invited as one of three suppliers nationwide. I'm still in corporate. So I take the vacation time, I fly to Vegas. I'm so excited. I have all my blinged out clothes because when I finish this presentation, I'm going to go pull the slot machines and everything. I'm just going to have a blast. So I get ready for this presentation and I pray about it before I go, because this was part of my dream. This was part of my legacy of what I created in honor of my mother. So I knew that I had to deliver justice to it. And so when I open the doors, and it's a room of maybe 24 people in there from all of these major brands. And I deliver one of the best 20 minutes of my life of telling the iMail story, of being able to show it, because it's one thing to talk it. You have to be able to put the walk in it to show it. And when they saw it, they were like, wow, this is compelling. Wow, I see how we could use this in our employee communications. And then someone else said, I could see how we could use this for events. Maybe our executive leadership wants to send a message of a welcome message, and then they can click to go to register or post survey. And then another person, so it was like different people were starting to cite out ways that in their vision of how iMail could be used. And someone from the customer side said as well, you know, we sell vehicles. I could see iMail being used to promote our vehicles, be used for if you've test driven a vehicle and we send you an iMail to keep it on your mind, even for service calls, that personal touch. And so from that session, I was inspired by the kindness of all of these corporate execs that took the time to hear Lisa S. Jones from Montgomery, Alabama, to talk about this iMail experience. And so when I got back to Atlanta, and that weekend, I remember that next weekend thinking about, what am I gonna do? And I got a phone call. And the phone call said, Lisa, remember the presentation you gave in Vegas, right? I said, yes, I do. Well, Warner Media wants to set up time to learn more one-on-one about iMail. And as a result of that meeting, Turner Broadcasting System, which used to be named TBS, became iMail's first corporate client.
That's starting at the top, Lisa.
I love it. I love it. Why not? Start at the top. Why not? If you can't build your way, but as we talked about.
After 5 years of working two jobs.
Yes. Yes, relentlessly. I mean, no TV, no entertainment, just focused. Like, my family thought I was bonkers. They thought, I was like, oh my God, my sister, she's lost her freaking mind. But it was because I had a passion and I knew I had a winner of a solution, but I knew I had to stay focused on that. And every time I talk about Time Warner, or if I talk about a Delta Airlines, which is a client, I get emotional. And the reason I get emotional is because It's so important to have people, to have brands believe in you, to believe in your company, who enjoy working with you, because that's important. They have to enjoy working with you, because if you're in trouble, if you're a mess, they don't want that. They want someone that's pleasant, that is focused on what they need. And so the idea that both Warner Media and Delta Airlines and Coke, those were the first three that came on board, that meant a lot in the journey.
Well, I always tell people that you don't have to cry at Compassionate Leader Circle, but if you do, we have to pay attention to the tears, because the truth is in the tears, you know? And
yes.
What I see in you is someone that's doing her soul work, right? And it's such an honor to hear your story, and it's such an honor to witness this thing that I think is accessible for everyone, really. You know, I think soul work, calling, whatever you want to call it, dream job, dream company, is accessible to everyone. But I love your story, Lisa, because it shows that it takes time, you know,
it takes
heart, it takes time, and but it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. And I also think it's important to know that you have to take time to stop and enjoy the journey. For several years, I used to, as I mentioned, keep going and going and going and going. And I would win an award after an award after an award. And I would be like, oh, this is great, great. Then I put the award down and I just go right back laser focused on whatever I was doing. And I think it's so important. And I've learned, now that I've gotten older and wiser, it's so important to smell the roses, literally, and just to take a breath. To enjoy, yeah. I even enjoy now, this is so funny to me, I enjoy watching trees sway outside just to watch the wind blow. It's so relaxing to me.
Well, I also appreciate that not everyone would do their corporate job and start a company for 5 years. Most people would probably have given up. But I hope that you really do smell a lot of roses and enjoy yourself now, because you deserve it.
Thank you.
And also, that for the people that are listening, that is not sustainable. You know, eventually your body will break down.
Yes.
So
that's an excellent point. That's why you have to take time to go smell these roses, people. You have to do this.
Lisa looks very healthy and fabulous. And she, you know, but someone wise once told me, having a calling, the shadow of having a calling is workaholism. You know, because if you love it, sometimes you forget that you're a human and you have to attend to other things like health and family and even Netflix. You need to have a recreation. But
you definitely need a recreation, for sure.
So here you are all these years later running this amazing company with all these amazing brands. What's the future of iMail? What's the vision for the next chapter and for you?
The vision of iMail is to continue to provide innovative solutions for our customer base. We've expanded the product line to not only include iMail, we have a product called Icon, EYECON, just like iMail is EYEMAIL. So Icon allows your email signature line to come to life. So you have your company's logo, but now it's a way for it to be interactive and cool and engaging, because emails are still here to stay. So think about all of these regular emails, traditional emails that you're sending out. Now you can bring your signature line to life with your logo that's doing, the letters could be moving, it could have different pictures, and it's so cool. You just have to go to the website and see it. So it's a touch point. We all need a touch point for it to be first of mind, so that people and brands and other people who receive our communications can see that. So I would say more on the side of the Icon. You'll see that in the marketplace. And we added a third product by the name of our signature collection. So imagine this, Laurel, you write out your signature, your hand drawing, your signature, you love your signature. It's your name. It's personal. It's yours. Well, wonderful. Now, when you send out your emails and your communications and your memos and your executive documents, wouldn't it be amazing, instead of just signing it with your name, that signature is brought to life as well. So we have the signature collection to provide you your own personal handwritten signature that's brought to life in the script and everything.
So it'll show me writing my name.
It won't show you with your handwriting. And I'm going to
send just you one. That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, it's so cool. And then video and text messaging. The future includes within iMail. We're in development right now. So I will be excited to report back when we finalize it in first quarter 2022 for video and text messaging. Now, what does that mean for our future? That means, think about all the text messages you receive now. When you receive them now, it's a link or it's words. Even in the midst of the current status of the world today, I got all of these text messages. They were all about the words. Everything was written. So it's the idea of having this video content directly in your text message string that plays automatically on mute for you to be able to engage. And it's going to be 15 kilobytes in size. I would say two things additional for our future. So thank you for asking me this question, because I love it, because it's representing the
future. Well, I know you're a visionary, so I had to ask you about your future.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Because it's always about continuing to innovate, redefine, find new ways to create things that work. So also, we at iMail, we're focused on inclusiveness and accessibility. And the way that that shows up for us, because as I mentioned, we're very empathetic and in tune with our customers and people. When we look at the stat that 466 million people worldwide suffer from a disabling hearing loss, we said, how can we empower people with a disability or hearing loss or low vision to still be able to embrace this experience of what iMail delivers? What can we do? You know, and what we came up with is, and this just happened in 2021, we added a feature for closed captioning, so that in addition to this compelling iMail experience delivering in your email and mobile, now the words will follow along with the video so that you can capture a broader audience. And we're so proud of that. And as a result, our clients are now including this closed captioning feature directly on their communications, which is so exciting for iMail. That's great. I would also say, in terms of our growth factor forward, Laurel, my vision from the beginning was for iMail to be a global company, to be inspiring. We have branched out into various markets. Like if someone typed in iMailCanada.com or iMailBrazil.com. So we have team members that are partners in Canada, the UK, Brazil, Pakistan, India, and we're growing. So what I see is the roadmap forward is continual growth of the iMail brand, because a video could be in any language. So that means iMail can be in any language in delivering these compelling experiences. And so that's what I see for the future, is to continue to innovate, to continue to focus on the customer, to provide value in various new industries that we have yet to discover that are still coming. And we're so excited about that. And to continue to honor the legacy in which the company was built, and to help other people from around the world to know that it's possible, that anything is possible. And it's important to have that, a diverse team around that concept, because now you're able to collaborate. You're able to be able to bring new ideas from different cultures and backgrounds together. And I think that's important to think about for the future as well, because we're always focused on how do we continue to learn and grow from each other, going back to that human empathetic side that we all strive for. And so that's what I see for the future of iMail, is to continue the growth and to continue to support others in their journey.
And tell us your website so we can all click on and see all these fabulous things that are happening.
iMail's website is, of course, www.imailinc.com. And let me spell that for you. That's EYEMAILINC.com. Please feel free to go out to iMail Inc. And if we could be of any support and service, we would be happy to do that. And also our email is hello@imailinc.com. And I would love to connect with your listeners and viewers. on LinkedIn. If you want to find me as the CEO and Chief Email Officer, look up Lisa S. Jones.
Lisa S. Don't forget the S.
Please don't forget the S.
Lisa S. Jones, thank you for sharing your journey, your enthusiasm, your tears, your wisdom. It's been a great honor, and I look forward to hearing updates soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. To all of your listeners, I just want to say thank you also for taking your time to listen to us in our communication and dialogue here today. And I'm grateful for this opportunity. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders podcast. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.